Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that if you're over 65, you can shop at a place like this for free?
When you got my father stole himself, James Brown.
That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please. Like this. That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the good time? The good time, please come on.
Oh. You tonight. This is our divine Bible class or Bible study. But tonight, I want to tell you a little bit further, because this is the last month in the year. We need to know what's going on. So we're going to give you some prophecy. And let me see, I got a book here with some prophecy that we had before Malik is here. Also to you tonight, I want to say to you that listen tonight, every love, every telephone call, God bless you. 2020, I see you on the air all the way from California. God bless you. All the way from Los Angeles. Okay, I see you. And I can't hear. Prophecy for 2023. Now, you can write this down. Now, if you got a prophecy you want to give out, you can give it out tonight. I'll put it in the book. You know, back in 2012, I said that it was going to be found out that Michael Jackson was murdered, and that was found out. And that was a tomb in Egypt that was found back in 2012, okay? But in 2011, I talked about Michael Jackson, some of the stuff happened to him, and I talked about Prince. I talked about some of the singing stars that had been murdered because of insurance and money. Now, I want to say to you tonight, do you need a miracle? Do you need a financial blessing? Do you need a healing? Do you need deliver from trouble, witchcraft, magic, and all the evil forces that come upon us? You have to go to the next level so you know that it's happening. Get ready for a divine breakthrough.
And I want you to be able to do that tonight. So God will want the door for you. Be ready for a deliverance and for God to do something special for you tonight where you might move to the next level. One of my prophecies is that if you live in a home, you need to buy you a generator and put it inside of your house because we're going to have some days. It's going to be a blackout, just like happened in North Carolina. But if you got your energy, just turn it on. That's going to happen more and more going into 2023. And 2023, we're going to find out a lot of these diseases were made up, okay? And you got to get away from processed food and go back and begin to go to the garden and raise your own meat. Your own chicken, your own hog, need to raise your greens, all of that. Got to, you know, because you got mass people that's feeding us. Okay, so what I'm saying, the food you're getting is generic food. It's not first class food, okay? You know, just like right now, they got some chicken, got the blood, got the chicken virus. I just heard that on the radio. But if you're raising your chicken in your own backyard, you know they ain't got nothing. So we got to take charge of our own deficit. And what that means, we got to take charge of our own what's going on with us. Prophecy for 2023, you're going to see cyber warfare. What I mean by that, Lisa, I mean cyber warfare mirror means that your computer might go out. And the breeze might not go up. Your lights are. You got people working in a computer thing, shutting stuff down. So in 2023, we're going to have warfare, a cyber warfare. And that cyber warfare, I'm going to break it down. Because when I say cyber warfare, we got satellites going to the moon. We know what I'm people trying to get to the moon where they can position themselves to control the earth. And if you notice, all rich folks going, ain't no poor folks going because they can't afford it. Even the government sent a spaceship up just the other day. And the reason we got problems, we got chemtrails, we got people being sick, We got people got all kind of problems because of electronic tampering with your body. Now, 2023, get ready. Let me say it again. Cyber warfare. What that means? Laser. You be sitting in your house, something might hit you. Driving your car might just stop. Okay? You're going to the bridge will let up and the lights crawl. The thing going to tell you is cyber warfare. The thing going to tell you, people manipulating the TV and radio. But that's what we get into in 2023. Now, you might say, Bishop, what else is going to be happening in 2023? That first, you need to get yourself together on all your different pills. You got different companies making different pills. Poison in the body. Let me say again, poison in the body. In 2023, the boycott going to be on Walmart in 2023. Write that down. Earthquake in California. Write that down. In 2023. Earthquake in Russia in 2023. And a nuclear plant in Russia or Crimea going to have to shut down because the bomb is going to hit and all that nuclear stuff come out. This happened in 2023. Okay? So I'm just letting you know, I'm just giving you some of the prophecy that will be going on in 2023. Now, another thing I want to say in 2023 that you need to write this down. You might say, well, how do you need to help yourself? You need to homeschool your kids, and then you need to begin to get the medicine that you need to take care of your kids. It's a friend of mine went to the hospital. He got there in the morning about 9. And he was still there at 4 o'clock in the evening. I said, brother, come on home and get some stuff and fix your own stuff, what grandma used to do. See, sometimes you got to stop pinning on the hospital. You got to pin on you because more and more in 2020 you're going to find out that a lot of been going on that you didn't know about. Prayer changes things. Let me say this again. In 2023, you have more people going to be more spiritual. You know, they're going to walk away from the church that's made up, that dictate or don't help, okay? And the pen preacher run around airplanes, Rolls Royce, homes everywhere. People going to walk away. People coming into church. See, now, when I talk about religion, religion going to be exposed. Not God. Religion going to be exposed. See, God didn't make religion. Man made religion. Okay? But more people going to be embracing Brother White God. They're going to embrace the word of God and the anointing of God. They're going to see that the religion that man made up ain't of God. And it's got to come through the Holy Ghost and through revelation knowledge. Now, that's going to be a tomb that they found in Egypt. And that tomb is going to bring a lot of artifacts that they're going to find. The new tomb, they ain't found it yet. They're going to find it over in Egypt. To let you know that black control Egypt back in the day. So what I'm saying, America right now, as we stand now, and it's gonna come out in the paper that we got a drug problem in America. You got people dying by the thousands. They're covering it up, okay? But it's gonna be brought out. So this stuff gonna be brought out because this is what happened. Now I'm gonna give y'all. Give a proper book. Now, if you got a need to plant a seed, go to my website. This is my seed for 2023. Now, some of you have a financial difficulty, and some of you have a problem with breathing and sleeping. One lady says she took a COVID shot and she got crooked. One man says he took a shot, he couldn't breathe. Now, what I'm telling you, when you take the flu shot, and some of you took it, you're putting the flu into your body. I ain't going to tell you that. you're putting the flu into your body, and the flu you put in your body pulls the flu off from the flu. Now, what about when there wasn't no vaccination? You couldn't go get a shot. Grandma and great-grandma, they had a solution. They went to the woods and got herbs and picked it up. And you didn't have no cold. You didn't have no flu. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go back to the old way. Now it's going to be found out. Those electric cars, when they water, they're going to blow up and catch them fire. But that's not the other part. They ain't killing you. You buy electric cars, the lightning storm comes, it might hit you. Might wreck the car. So you got to go research on the electric cars. And they're going to start to let you know in certain place you can drive and certain place you can. All this is coming up in 2023. Okay. And somebody's saying, well, Bishop, what's going to be happening in 23? The education of the system is going to break down, and they got to change it because it's not set up for all the people. See, it was set up for some people. So we got to deal with, and going in 2023, we got to deal with racism and white supremacy. We're going to deal with it more, and kids going to be more aware. Hold on. One of the things that you might want to ask me, what's going to happen? I feel that you're going to be very successful in 2023. I feel like there's going to be more black millionaires. There's going to be more people buying houses in the midst of the racism. See, we have come a long way with racism and white supremacy. You know, right now we're being redlined. You buy a house in a black community, the insurance going to go up. You buy a car, you live in a black community. Well, over in the suburbs, it might be $100 a month. But in the ghetto, it's $500 insurance, $500 for the house. You see, that's redlining. But all of this is on our cameras. What's going on? We right now, in a way of destroying ourselves, but not dealing with the truth. But 2023, see, 2020, that we've been all locked up and locked down. Now we're coming out of that. So God is revealing more truth. And you can't get it in the church. The preacher ain't got it. The bishop ain't got it. The pope ain't got it. You got to come through revelation knowledge. What I mean by that, when you meditate and pray, God's going to give you the knowledge with the ancestors, I say, what's going on. Now, in 2023, and pointing to the next president election, we're going to file reparations. Now, the reason is going to be more of a reparation, and we're going to get it. Because when the people say, we ain't going to vote, we don't get reparations. The Jews got reparations. The Mexicans got reparations. Everybody got reparations. Everybody got reparations. The Italians, the Jews, the Greeks, everybody. But because of the color of our skin, we've been set back. We'll come back. So we're coming back. And we're coming back strong and the anointed with the Holy Spirit. Now, it's up to you. In 2023, that in the medical field, they got machines to hook you up to. Just like this cop, tell what's on your heart, liver, and lungs. In 2023, you're going to find out going into 2024, they got robots. They're going to bring more robots to work in the workplace. Then they got robots they made right now underground. They already got them made. They're going to release them. So that's going to be a problem with humans and robots. That's going to happen. Now, you don't know about it now because they ain't told you. And once they release the report, you can find out, but 10 years ago, they're planning for what happened to us in 2022, what's going to happen in 2023, okay? They said we overpopulated, okay? So they're trying to do something to downsize people. You got to wake up. Stop being asleep and wake up. What God's going to do for you. That's what's going to be happening in 2023. Now, I got some people ask for prophecy for 2023. I'm going to put it in the book, so I'm going to have it in the book. with the property. And I'm going to see what's coming, but what's going on.
More than that could be going on. 2023, but I just want you to have what you know. And right now, we're getting into a police thing that they got people. I believe that in 2023, we got to have community policing. The shooting up in Minnesota, boy, just got killed by the police up in Minnesota, Bear Call told me about. What I'm telling you, the killing by rogue police got to stop. And not only that, the assault weapon that Congress and the Republican and Democrat, okay, they got to stop that. In 2023, it's going to be a stop with the assault weapon. And I want to say this. If anybody has somebody shot, you have a person killed, you need to get a lawyer and sue the gun company, the one that sold the gun, okay? And once you started doing that, they're going to do something special. Now, what happened down in North Carolina where the man shot up electric grill? That's going to happen over and over again. So the spirit told me to tell you, go back, go to Walmart or go to Home Depot or somewhere, and then you want to get you a generator, or you got it for your house, where all your stuff going to get, you get you a generator. And that's what you need. Put that on your list. Start looking, because it's going to be where you can't get them. I'm telling you, I'm giving you time. It's going to be, if you don't hurry up and get them, you ain't going to be able to get them. They're going to be out. Because all the white folks are going to get them because they know what's coming. The storm, the flood. We will have a heavy storm. You that live in the Midwest, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Minnesota, we're going to have a terrible snowstorm in the Midwest. About 3 weeks ago, so get ready, get the shovel. I'm telling you now, go get the shovel, get your car, have it ready. Because when it hits, it's going to hit. The weather ain't going to go hit. It's going to look like snow. It might snow for 2 to 3 days. That's prophecy. Now, I prophesied that the hurricane was back-to-back in Florida. It ain't stopped. It's going to come again. In Florida. And we listen to me now. In Texas, some part of Louisiana, or some part of Missouri, and the some part of the Illinois, and a shot in Ohio. Now, this ain't on the radar. This is what the ancestors are telling me that's what's going to happen. Yeah, so this is some of the stuff going to be happening. You put it down and get it ready. And tonight, I want to say this to you. The people that called last night, one lady was in Texas. Now, she needed a healing. She's drinking and smoking dope. Crack ain't going to solve your problem. Your problem got to be solved by you repenting to God. By you say, God, forgive me and put me on the right path. The path of righteousness and love. For God found the word he gave and only got drunk. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish. But what? Everlasting life. It's going to be brought out 2023 that some of your things were murdered. Nipsey was murdered. And you're going to find out how they were murdered and how the fake paper covered up. Now, they're not through with Trump. Most coming out on Trump. Most of them coming out. And it's going to bring some of the Republicans that's in, they're going to have to resign. Because they was involved in the cover-up and Russia was trying to control the world of America. Oh, y'all ain't in. Russia right now got computers trying to listen. The Bible is not saying it's a cyber warfare. Put that down. Cyber warfare going on. And we can see what happened when they tried to take over the government in Germany. They copped out of what Trump was doing. So this is worldwide. So you got to get all dirt come out. Well, you picture what I can do. All you got to do is pray. Keep your head above water and let God bless you. Whatever you need,
God got.
Whatever you want, God got.
On Monday,
we have a King meeting. We talk about God. We're going to focus next Monday on cooperation. And I won't come to you and call them. I'm in the black on the board. They can't dictate. Look, they find Irving. Nike got no black on their board. Nike go over there. Make them $10. I'll come back and sell them $1,000. You got to rebind them for $2,000. We talk $10 a week. You see, all of this making it stuff, they done messed up. Here's Trump. Y'all don't need it. He came to be the president and didn't check that. That black man, they want to know your mama's name, your great-grandmama's name. They want to know everything. But it ain't no business. See, a lot of it's going to be brought out in 2023. A lot of stuff you don't know now. The head won't be told. What's going to be brought into here for people to come and tell it. So where you to have it where it might work for you. Now, I want to tell you, let me give you a scripture here. Acts chapter 19, verse 11, Paul, so the Jews made them rich, or they started. If a black man right now, they can kick a crowd and everything. All you got to do is go to Africa, tell them brothers to make the Jews and ship them over here. That's what the Nike is doing. They go to the shop, pay them people $10. They can make Jews. Them ships you. Make all the Jews. It ain't $15. Republicans, Democrats, they kill all the jobs over there where they can have slaves. And you got companies that don't want to put a union in. And you got that General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, all these companies, they got no black on their board. How can you make decisions for black folks and say, well, we're going to pull out. Brother, is a change coming. It's in the atmosphere. You know, what's going on in the atmosphere? The shooting is in the atmosphere. They have released the gun in the black community. But the black people that got the gun, all the gun is in the suburbs. And white folks ain't shooting. They're waiting on the revolution. Oh, y'all don't shoot me. But you go all the guns. It might be two guns on the west side, two guns. But when you go to They got the power. And I want you to get ready for a financial covenant for 2023. That means the money that you need, that God will. And then when you get the money, you do something with it. Or put it in the bank, ain't working. So you go get a loan. They won't give you a loan. They might give you a loan for a car when it's jacked up. You got to be able to create your own financial flow. See, and if you can really just buy something big, the bank to where you ain't got no collateral. And we don't know your grandma. We don't know. So we have to get together now. I'm talking about business in the black community. Now, let me help you out. The best business we got in the black community, the funeral home. The funeral home make more money killing. The killing is a big business in America. Now, when you talk about Abraham, they got to use a Paul Monsoe. And they have that grocery liquor together. Grocery liquor never go together, but that's what they did. So you see a little smoke called the grocery liquor. They got rotten meat, rotten potatoes in the black at night. They close up and go home. And you're in a devil. Inglewood devil. Some place. What is the devil? They call them out. These are the things you need to be doing in 2023. You need to get ready for that. It's going to be a presentation. People are going to see angels. People are going to see things they've never seen before happening in 2023. But you get ready for that. Now, I want to say this in Matthew 6 says you can seek first for the kingdom of God, the righteous. I want to talk about release. Put that down. Release. Release my money. Release my healer. Release my joy. Because it's been all demonic spirits have tied people up. You got people can't sleep at night. I'm going to say this to you. I don't want to say hello. I want to say peace and love. When you say hello, you're back in hell. If I can teach you tonight to say peace and love, and I get you out of hello, get you out of low bar. No, you said that. Well, everybody else might be going in and putting you in hell. Don't say hello to me. Put peace, love, and money. And he said, the peace I leave you, but you know, y'all so educated and so that you mad at everything you have. You mad at somebody look at you. And then you say, hello. You keep putting people in hell. God, just say when somebody comes, peace and love. Stop hollering hello. That's a business. I don't care. Men call me. I said, peace and love. He said, peace and love. He couldn't accept because he hung up. Called back. I said, peace and love. I'm going to have the wrong number. I guess you do have the wrong number. You can't relate to peace and love. They put you in hell. So if you have hell, you're going to get in that load of hell. You're going to stay and do those things. You got to change your language. You have to change your language. You can't change your thoughts. In 2023, you got to change your thoughts. Okay? Drugs are king. Drugs is killer. And people making money off drugs. But them same drugs will come back and kill them. Okay? America is supporting itself on the inside because nobody tells the truth. They still trying to find out who started in Washington the whole ride. Don't nobody know. They lying. Everybody knows. You can pick a drunk street. People say Trump started. But the educators, the doctors, the lawyers, the professors, they don't know who did it. Well, we got to investigate. We got to have a committee to tell what happened. Some of them know some police were whooped up and jumped on. And ain't nobody got life. Okay? Here's a boy shot a dog. He got 20 years for shooting a dog. Here's a police shooting him down. He don't get no time. 6 feet high. No joke, just no people. You see how things have changed in 2023, in your eyes, life is going to change. First, you're going to see some medical changes. And second, you're going to see some changes in the government. Because people is not taking these people and watching them getting rich and not doing their job. Okay? You see this big lie that was told in Atlanta? That this boy was all he was good at playing football in line and getting babies and getting rid of them. Okay? Now, when the truth come out, all them people, so what happened? We got to stop lying and deal with you. I know. And when the pastor got to come out, your pastor, you got to tell him, pastor, that way we were going this way. Pastor, we don't do this anymore. Okay? But when the pastors don't speak up, you know, don't nothing happen. So there's some things that can take away for us to speak out. Dr. Clark said it's time for black people to stand up and to make a change in our thought pattern of what's going on. We got roads. What I mean is they kill you. I'll be nothing done. They come in the neighborhood and shoot and say somebody else did it. It reminds me of what happened in Alabama back when we were marching. That the state trooper used to put a robe on, cook up robe, and shoot. Then in the daytime, they put on a state trooper uniform, like they investigate. How can you investigate yourself if you're doing the killing and leaving? But we have come a long way. And I don't want to go to Africa because I ain't lost nothing in Africa. My ancestors come from there, but my ancestors' blood is in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, and the $1 trillion flow. We're talking about they made $1 trillion off of cotton. They made $1 trillion off of corn, $1 trillions off of tobacco. So this country was made rich by the black man, and he didn't get paid. So when Dr. King said, we're going to watch and we want a check, we're still asking for the check that Dr. King talked about. I don't need to go to Washington, atone. So Washington ain't God. And what I'm calling for when I've been beaten, killed, and murdered. Let's get it real. I don't need to go to Washington, atone. Washington got no authority. Washington is a slave. You know, holding us back. Washington needs to atone. How they treat the black man. How they beat him, and all that. But, I want to hear you, movie stars, you actors, stop acting black pictures about slavery. We've done with that. Will Smith get on the stage and slap a man. Now he's going to play a black picture. We don't want that. I don't need men, I'm a black that play a slave picture. Don't stop naked and stuff. Give us some power. And I want you to tell your members, don't go to no slave picture. We already know it. We was there. We experienced. If your mother needs to be run out of town, talking about a slave picture. We got to stop going. I want to come up to slave because I've been there today. And that's our problem now. We're fighting the killing, but we're still going in the back door. We need to come to the front door and say, give the reparation. Give it now. In 2023, I'm demanding reparation. If you don't want to go with me, stay on there and roll about it. Stay and roll about it. We're going to do. Now, I want to tell you what you got to do. Stop saying hell no. Don't put me in hell. You stay in hell. The next one's a hell of 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 and those people, that people went and stormed the White House. Nobody gets life. You got Jeff Ford got life. You got Larry Hoover got life. What did they do? And you got people that did more with them than out of jail. Y'all believe what I'm saying? We got to deal with white supremacy and racism in 2023. You got to get the battle on. You got to get the paper and pencil together. What business you going to set up? How you going to protect your family? How you going to feed yourself? You waiting on watching to feed you? You waiting on these grocery stores to feed you? They going to get mass food from the food tenants. So right now they have to recall on the food. It's messed up. So they do mass grocery. Well, we going to get some mass food. 100 people get killed or die. We're paying it off. You got to look for your family yourself. Now, Dr. C.F. Franklin out of Detroit was with Dr. King, and Dr. Franklin saying, what is your life? What your life really mean? And I'm saying, release.
For the last few days, several people have been calling me and writing me and telling me of how lonesome they are in this big city. And I don't want you to take that lightly, because that is quite possible. There are people who can come to cities like Detroit and like Chicago and New York and other large urban cities, having left their home grounds and their friends somewhere else and their familiar surroundings, and possibly who were active in their churches where they previously lived, and come to a strange city and feel lost. That is one way to be lonesome. Then there are others who have come to the big city and who have been caught up by its rapid pace, its fast movements, its gaiety, its revelry, its nightlife, its good times, and who have pursued the fantasy of pleasure in this manner, and have grown tired, have lived to learn that this does not satisfy. As I said to you in the sermon on last Sunday night, in quoting words from Jesus, that man cannot live by bread alone. Also, man cannot live by pleasure alone. Did you hear what I said? I said man cannot find ultimate satisfaction in pleasure. If you believe it, try. You'll grow tired of the grind and the rapid pace and the crowd and the parties and the reciprocation that must go on. They entertain you and you in turn entertain them. And then eventually you add up the cost that is involved. And you learn that you're going out the world backwards. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Do you all know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to say to you that man was made for God. Man was made for God. Man was not made for himself. Man was not made for pleasure. I mean alone. Man was not made for material things alone.